This is the Iowa Business Report Tuesday edition with support from the Iowa Business Council, a nonpartisan nonprofit organization working to elevate Iowa's economy through leadership, research, and advocacy. More at iowabusinesscouncil.org. The Biden administration has softened its stance on electric vehicles, now mandating that 60% of cars sold by the year 2030 be electric or hybrid. That's down from the previous mandate of 100%. But it's still a bad deal, according to U.S. Senator Charles Grassley.
And it's the push to buy electric vehicles, which are very, very expensive, and only fairly well-off people can buy them. And there's a tax credit that goes with it. So when you push electric vehicles, there's a tax credit connected with it, and it comes out maybe $230 billion, as I recall. There's nothing wrong with electric vehicles. It's only that this administration is trying to shove them down the throat of the American public, and the American public can't afford them, and I think it's an unrealistic expectation. You're going to get two-thirds of the vehicles in the United States electric by 2032, I believe it is. It's just very unrealistic. In fact, I've seen studies that even at the mid-century of this century, we're going to still be dependent upon internal combustion engines for our cars for about 50%.
The Iowa Business Report is presented with support from the Iowa Business Council. More, including the new annual Iowa Competitive Dashboard data, at iowabusinesscouncil.org. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.